Shalom Bracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continuing Simon Chesiv Tezvav, Shir number 25, Yutes Adar Beis Tavshin Pei Beis. The Mechaber here continues to discuss what happens if your talis falls off. Do you have to make a new Bracha? So we spoke about in Sif Yadalid, if you took off your talis and you want to put it back on, if there's a hafsik, we discussed that in Sif Yadalit. Here, Mechaber says in Sif Tezvav, Im naflo talisoi shloi b'miskavin. Your talis falls off, shloi b'miskavin, which means you didn't want it to come off. V'chizer u'misatev. And you go back and put it back on. So what do you have to do? Tzarech levarech. Mechaber says you have to make a new bracha. And the understanding is very simple. Because since it fell off, shloi b'miskavin, we'll see the lashon of the mishnah is ozdolah mitzvasa. You lost the mitzvah. The mitzvah went away. You did not intend for the talis to be taken off. An example we gave where this happens, I'm sure we've seen it numerous times, when a person is doing psicha, when a person is sometimes doing hagba or glila, these things happen. The talis slips off. Therefore, tzarech levarich, you have to make a new bracha. Continues the Mechaber to clarify what's the scenario we're discussing over here. So he says, "V'hu shenafla kula." The case we're discussing is the whole entire talis fell off. And the whole entire talis falls off, that's when you have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. However, avli muloi nafla kula, afal pi shenafla ruba, ein etzarech levarach. But if the whole thing did not fall off, even though majority of the talis fell off, you don't have to make a new bracha. So the Mechaber defines the scenario and says the two different cases we're discussing. In the scenario where the whole entire talis falls off, that's when you have to make a new bracha. That's when tzarech levarach. But even if the majority falls off, but not the entire thing, in that case, ein tzarech levarach. That's the two cases of the Mechaber. We'll see that the Taz, El Yerab, and the Gra will not agree with this last point of the Mechaber, and they will say that even if the majority of the talis will fall off, you still have to make a new bracha. Says the Mishnah in Sivkotin Lamed Tes. Nafla talisa shloi b'miskavin. The person's talis falls off shloi b'miskavin without his intention for it to come off. Afilu l'mad paskinim lebehesir talisa yal das lach ziroi. Ein tzarech levarich. Even though we have previously learned that if a person takes off his talis, the behesir talisa al das lachzir, to put it back on, ein tzarech levarach, he does not have to make a new bracha, but ze gara yoyse, this case is even worse. The case when the talis falls off is worse. Why? Deha naflo b'loy das, because the talis fell off without your intention, v'az delo mitzvasa, and the mitzvah went away. V'afilo nishra lo av talis katan loy mehanin, even if your talis katan stays on, it's still not going to help. As we had discussed previously, if your talis katan stays on, maybe you would not have to make a new bracha. Here, the Mishmur clarifies and says clearly, specifically, even if your talis katan is still on, you're still wearing it, tzitzis of your talis katan, nonetheless, your talis gadol fell off, you have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. Sarich levarich, sif katan mem, afilu imloy shemiyad, even if you wear it, miyad, right away. So I might have thought, if I put it back on right away, so that my intention, just like we learned in Sif Yadalit, was what? In Sif Yadalit, we said, if I take off my talis with intention to put it back on, so then I don't have to make a new bracha. But over here, I didn't have intention to take it off. It came off by itself. Therefore, it's Ozdolah Mitzvasa, and Tzarech Levarech, even if you put it back on right away. Another scenario, your talis falls off, person's talis falls off, and while he's Damish Shmoneh Esrei. In the middle of Damish Shmoneh Esrei, talis falls off. So, person's friends come, put the talis back on him. When he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, you have to make a new bracha. Kishe Yisayin Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei, Yimashish B'Tzitzis V'Yivarech. He should Yimashish B'Tzitzis, move the Tzitzis, and then make a bracha. So in that case, when the person's talis falls off during Shemoneh Esrei, ideally he himself should not be picking it up because he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if his friends pick up and put the talis on him, he should make a new bracha, he moves his tzitzis around, and that's what he has to do. Now, the Mechaber then said in the second case of Sif Tezvav, where if the majority of the talis falls off, but not the entire talis, he would not make a new bracha. However, we'll see, Hataz vel Yerabo cholkin alze. The Taz and the El Yerabo disagree, and they'll say, even if the majority of the talis falls off, you still will have to make a new bracha, not like the Mechaber. V'gama gromit tzadik del divrei Taz. The Gro also agrees to the Taz. The Gro also agrees that you have to make a new bracha, even if only the majority of the talis will fall off. So he says, everyone agrees also that if the talus falls off, the person's body, even if he caught it in his hand, so maybe you want to say, so it's a simin, it's a sign that he doesn't want to take the talus off. No, nonetheless, tzarech levarich, he still has to make a new bracha, even if he caught the talus in his hand. The oz the law mitzvasa, because once again, the mitzvah left him. Sheikir mitzvahs ituv huvagufi, because the main wrapping of the mitzvah is around the body. Sheikir mitzvahs ituv huvaguf. He says another scenario. In beruch ala talis, shebenofal meyodoi, koidim shenisatif boi. If you make a bracha on the talis, venofal meyodoi, and it falls from your hand, koidim shenisatif boi, vigbioi ulovsho, and you picked up and you wear it. Ain't tzarech levarech shenis. And now, so this case, you don't have to make a second bracha. What's the scenario? The case is once again like this. You make the bracha. Then after you make the bracha, you go to put the talis on, and it slips out of your hand. It slips out of your hand. The whole thing falls on the floor. So until now, we've been learning that if your talis falls off of you, so then you have to make a new bracha and you put it back on. In this case, you do not make a new bracha when your talis falls out of your hand, because you're still Isaac in the mitzvah. Here, you pick up the talis, you make a bracha, and either before you put it over your head or it falls off, or whatever the case might be, or even after you put it over your head, let's say the thing goes all the way over your head, down to the ground. It's not Azul of mitzvah, so you're Isaac in the mitzvah still here. So here he says, you do not have to make a second bracha. Ein tzarech levarach shenis. Vafilu nifslu us tzitziyosov vahiloi tzitzis mezumanim mitikno miyad. Another scenario is, even if your tzitzis, you made a bracha and your tzitzis ripped, you made a bracha, you checked it first like we already learned, and you made a bracha and your tzitzis ripped, and then you fix it right away, when you go put it on the second time, ein tzarech levarach shenis, you do not have to make a second bracha. Why? Tekeven shadayin loy osom mitzvosoy. Like we said a minute ago, since you didn't put it on yet, you didn't do the mitzvah yet, you didn't take your mind off of the mitzvah. You're still focused on the mitzvah. You might be tefillin kaman, as we'll see the same concept later on in Simon Chafei by Hilchos Tefillin. In the Dir Shinod number 41, he brings like this. A person, he's wearing a talus, and afterwards he realizes it's a puzzle. We'll see later on in Simeon Yotes, if Kodin Gimel, Shechayizu Mevarich, La'acha Shemesaknon, that he goes back, he makes a new bracha after he fixes it. V'me'enam psulais, but if it's not possible, Elo Sheroitz L'achlifam B'mehuduris Yoyser, interesting scenario, of all times he wants to put on nicer strings, nicer tzitzis, he's stabbing Be'erloch L'kaman, Im Chayiz Mevarich, the Be'erloch is Mesubak, whether or not he's in doubt, whether you are not yet making the bracha. If you put, not such a practical case, but a scenario where the person wants to put on nicer tzitzis, after he had the nicer one, you made a bracha on the first set, and he wants to change it afterwards, fine. V'tama Dovash, you're taking that tzitzis, Einei Choshev Hesek. Now, what's the reason why? What's the reason why fixing the tzitzis that ripped, it's not considered to be a Hesek? So he explains, just like by tefillin, shenifsek hakesher koydim hanechosim, right? Let's say a person's putting on tefillin and the kesher rips, the kesher rips before he puts it on. Shekevin she hatikun hu miinyan hamitzvah lo yichashav hefsek. Since fixing the tefillin in that case, or in our case, fixing the tzitzis is not considered to be a different part of the mitzvah. You're isik in the mitzvah. That his askus, that involvement of the mitzvah, does not create a hefsek, does not create an interruption. And therefore, in our cases that we're discussing here, you would not have to make a new bracha. Another interesting scenario over here He says here in the end of Siv Katan Mem Aleph, Umishalokach Talis as Atif Boy, Vihischil Varichalov. A person takes a talis to put on Vihischil Varichalov, and he starts making a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem. He starts making a bracha. Vikoidim Shasim a bracha. Lokhumi Menu. Before he finishes the bracha, he has some interesting friends came along and they took away a talis from him. Now, the person has tefillin in front of him. Utfillin Lefanov. He can finish the bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav itzivanu lohaniach tefillin on a tefillin v'yaitzi b'zeh, and he can fulfill his obligation of the bracha for the tefillin because they snatched away his talis. Okay, interesting scenario. Back at the top of the page, the Mechaber says about a person who sleeps in his talis. Person who sleeps in his talus. The talus we're discussing here, it's tzitzis. It doesn't mean is talus gadol, but the lashon is talus. Halon b'talisoy b'layla. Person who sleeps with talisoy b'layla. And like we said, it means your tzitzis. Tzarich levarich alav ha-baiker afim le'pashtoy. You have to make a new bracha in the morning, afim le'pashtoy, even if le'pashtoy did not take it off. So that's the first din. Halon b'talisa b'layla, one who sleeps with his talis at night, tzarech levarech alav, he has to make a new bracha b'baiker in the morning, af im le'pashtoy, even if he did not take it off. V'toiv, says the Mechaber further, it's appropriate, it's good, l'mashmish boy b'shas bracha, to move the tzitzis at the time when you make the bracha. And once again, we said the reason for that is to do over la'asiyoson, you make the bracha and do the action. V'chein, so the Rama says, V'chein yasem yishaloi v'yishtalis l'koidim shir ha'yoim, so to a person who wears his talis before daybreak, wears his tzitzis before daybreak, and he makes a bracha on the tzitzis, so then this person should, when it comes after daybreak now, after day starts, dawn, so then this person should now make the bracha and then move his tzitzis as well. The Mishmur says in Siv Katan Mem Beis, Tzarech Levarech, a person who sleeps with his tzitzis on, in Sif Katin Mem Beis, Tzarech Levarech Alav, he has to make a bracha. The Kaimolon, Laila Lav Zman Tzitzisu Vavi Hefsik. So we have two opinions here. The case is, once again, the person sleeps with his tzitzis on. And then in the morning, the question is, does he make a new bracha? He's still wearing it. So the first opinion here that the Mechaber brought down, it says Tzarech Levarech Alav. And the Mishmaruz explained the reason why you have to make a new bracha is because Laila, the night time, is not Zman Tzitzis, is not the time for wearing Tzitzis. V'havi Hefsik, and it's a Hefsik, and it's a Hefsik, it's an interruption. So since he created a Hefsik, an interruption from the mitzvah, because he was sleeping with the Tzitzis at night, and this opinion says night is not the time for Tzitzis, you have to make a new bracha in the morning. However, the second opinion says no. There are those who disagree. There's the Bach, the Taz, the El Yerab, they disagree with this opinion. The Kevon, they say like this, Kevon, the Ksus Yoim, Chayiv, Afalaylo, the Das Mixas, as Paiskim. Since the Ksus Yoim, the garment for the day, is Chayiv, one's obligated, Afalaylo, even at night, according to some Paiskim, then once again, a garment by day, a Ksus Yoim, is Chayiv, one's obligated, even by night, to wear it, according to some Paiskim. Therefore, one would perhaps, he says over here, maybe not make the bracha because you maybe never left the mitzvah from you. Yeah. The mitzvah never is never mesiach das from you. Never oz la mitzvah also. Never lost the mitzvah, even though you were sleeping. But the fact that you're still wearing it, so why did the mitzvah go away? That's the other understanding. Look, come on, simen yuches. Therefore. We apply the old principle. I say the old principle. It's a principle not necessarily by hichas tzitzis, by all of the halachas and brachas, and that is safek brachas lahakil. So that's what the Mishmaruz says. So safek brachas lahakil, and therefore he says you should not make a new bracha. Safek brachas lahakil. Mikomakim nonetheless, nochin lechavin liftor yisov b'talz gold. It's appropriate to have intention that when you put on your talus gadol, you should have your talus katan in mind, specifically in this case as well. Now, this whole discussion that we just had here as to whether or not you should what? Make a new bracha if you slept with your tzitzis on. That's only if you didn't take it off in the morning. But let's say you took it off in the morning. Take it. But if you took it off without intention to put it back on right away, we're number 42 in the Mishnah Brura. But if you took it off, take it without intention to put it back on right away. Let's say, for example, a person slept in his clothing, and he wakes up in the morning, he feels uncomfortable, he wants to take a shower. So he takes off his tzitzis, goes to take a shower, he's getting dressed, and then he puts his tzitzis on again. So in that case, he would have to wear the tzitzis with a bracha, according to everyone. Now, when we say according to everyone, we have to discuss two things now. One is that the person does not wear a talis gadol, because like minhag Ashkenaz is that we don't make a bracha in talis katan if you wear a talis gadol. And number two is that it could be also what we're saying here, minhag svardim, of the minhag svardim, that they make a bracha in talis katan and talis gadol. Okay? So when that's when they, I believe that's when you have to understand over here, it's tzorich levarech achakach kishaloish lekuliyama, because by minhag Ashkenaz, if you wear a talis gadol, you never make the bracha on the talis katan.
Right.
Right? So we learned that. So that's perhaps what he's referring to over here, that tzorich levarech achakach kishaloish lekuliyama, according to everyone. Specifically, if the person does not wear a talis gadol, or if he's a svardi and he wears a talis gadol and he makes a bracha on talis gadol and talis katan. However, he says that the chatchila, it's not appropriate to do this eitzah, taking off your talis and then your tzitzis and then putting it back on. That this way you're obligated to make in the bracha, like according to everyone, like we just said. Why? Because there are those opinions, like we just spoke about. Let's say, if you sleep with your talis cotton on, with your tzitzis on, you do not have to make a new bracha. So therefore, he says, better not to do this eitzah. Better not to do this eitzah. Of what? Of taking it off to make, you know, it seems like the person's taking it off in order to like create a scenario of having to make a new bracha. Next case. Hayoshin Bayoim, Shnasat Sarayim. Very common Shabbos afternoon. We just pushed the clock, so it's even more common now. You have the opportunity to take a little Shabbos nap. Hayoshin Bayoim, Shnasat Sarayim. A person sleeps by day. Shnasat Sarayim. A good gezunta shluf in the afternoon. Umeisir Meyolov Talis Kotun. The person wants to take off his tzitzis when he's sleeping. Yesh days bein apoyskim im ze bechlal da'esach hadas. There's a different opinion, difference of opinion of to whether or not taking off your talis cotton, your tzitzis when you're sleeping, is that considered to be a hesach hadas? If it's a hesach hadas, means that when you put it back on, when you wake up and you put it back on, you'd have to make in the bracha. But maybe it's not a hesach hadas. Maybe it's the fact that you took it off, even though you were sleeping. Maybe you knew that you can put it back on afterwards. That does not create a hesach hadas. That's machlokes. Therefore, the Mishmur gives an interesting eitzah. He'll say what you should do is use your talis as your blanket. Usually when I say talis, meaning your tzitzis, your talis cotton, as your blanket. And what does that show? That shows, according to the Mishmur, that I'm not mesich das. Let's read the words inside. Alkein ma'anochen neshal kopadim yichasa boy b'shas ha'shena. So at the very least, what you should do is yichasaboy b'shasa shena. You should cover yourself up at the time when you're sleeping. You should cover yourself up at the time when you're sleeping. Ukshaloyv she'achakach. When you wear it afterwards, ain't sarich bracha l'kol yama. Everyone will agree you do not need a new bracha. So this lashon of ain't sarich bracha l'kol yama is not really l'kol yama, because the dishonah brings over here from the Mordechai, one of the rishonim found in the back of the Gemara. And the Mordechai says, "She'ein chiyuv tzitzis bekisei v'halo alaguf." There's no chiyuv of putting on strings on covering your kisa and covering your body with a four corner garment. Elarak derech levisha blavad uchayro loisoyel eitzazu. So the Mordechai will say, you don't have an obligation of wearing, you don't have an obligation of wearing four strings in a four-cornered garment if you take that and put that as like a blanket on top of you. So this Eitzah of the Chavetz Chaim, I'm sorry, in the Mishnah Berurah here, will not help if you're using your tzitzis, your talis cotton, like a blanket, according to the Mordechai. So it's not going to really be Muslim according to everyone. Siv Kotim Em Gimel, the Ramah, in order to understand this Ramah, we have to read the previous five words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, V'toiv l'mashmish boy b'shaz bracha. It's appropriate, it's a good idea to move your tzitzis at the time when you make the bracha, if you had it on whole entire night, if you slept with it a whole entire night. And then he says, V'chein yase mishaloi v'ish talisoi koidim shior hayoim. And that's what a person should do. V'chein yase, that's what a person should do. Mishaloi v'ish talisoi, a person wears a talis before the day begins. So the Mishnah says here, I'm betaz, Sifkot Mem Gimel, second to last line on the page, number 43 in the bottom. I'm betaz shekosav, dahai v'chein ein meduktok. This loshen v'chein is not really so precise. The bezeh, in this scenario, when the person slept with his tzitzis on, tzorich medino lemashmish babayker kishu mevarich ala talis. He has to move his tzitzis around from the letter of the law. Tzorich medino lemashmish babayker kishu mevarich ala talis, when he makes a bracha on the talis. It's not just a nice thing to do. It's something he has to do mi'ikir adin. So that's why he says that the lashon v'chein is not so precise in the wording of the Ramah, because the Ramah is going on the words of the Mechaber. It says, V'toiv, it's a good idea. It says the Taz, no, it's not just a good idea. You have to move your tzitzis around if you slept on them, and if you slept with them on a whole night, then you want to make the brach on them in the morning. We now finish Simin Ches with Sif Yud Zayin. And the Mechaber says, Niskasa bebeged shuchayev betzitzis. A person was niskasa bebeged. He covered himself up with a beged, shuchayev betzitzis. And you are obligated to wear tzitzis on the four-corner garment. V'lohitul betzitzis. And he did not put tzitzis on this four-corner garment. Then, bitul mitzis tzitzis. He was mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis. So the Mishnah explains that tzitzis choyv is gavral inyan zeh she niskase betalis oz chol olav hachiyuv. Because tzitzis is a choyv is gavra. Choyv is gavra means there's an obligation on the mensch, on the person. And the person is not wearing strings, the tzitzis, on his four-cornered garment, he is not fulfilling the mitzvah of a tzitzis on his four-cornered garment. His mevatel mitzvah, essay the raisi, he's nullifying a positive biblical commandment. So this was Simin Ches. We just finished the first Simin Baruch Hashem on Hilchos Tzitzis, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we're going to start with Hilchos Tzitzis and Simin Tes, which discusses the begotten. It's a very important technical discussion of which Eidze begotten Chayov Mitzitzis, which garments are chayv and tzitzis, and which garments are not chayv and tzitzis. Now, we still have more time on the clock over here, so what I'd like to do is just review some points from the Sefer Kitzur Mishnah Berurah. It's from the Sefer Kitzur Mishnah Berurah. So those who have the Mishnah Berurah, we're not going to be reading inside right now from the Sefer Mishnah Berurah because we just finished Simin Ches. I want to review with you some points from this to do a little chazara. So he says like this, going back to Sif Aleph and straight through some points. Miyad achan tilos yadayim misati petzitzis. We learn as soon as you wake up in the morning, after you wash negelvaser, a person should put on his tzitzis. That was in Sif Aleph. Lechatchilo hatifa habracha yu shtein b'amido. Then we discussed that the atifa and the bracha, the atifa, the wrapping yourself, and the bracha should be said lechatchila b'amida. That was talking about the case once again when the person is doing an atifa, wrapping himself with his talis katan. Right, we spoke about that case. Gimel here, when I say Gimel, it means the third point that of this counting. L'chadchilo tzarech liyois ha-bracha koidim ha-tifa. L'chadchilo, the bracha has to be before you wrap yourself with it. The time you're holding it in your hand, and now you're ready to wrap yourself around with it. Don't make the bracha when the talis is still folded up. That's not the time to make the bracha. That was Sif Beis. Also in Sif Beis we said, Nochin Shiachasa Roishoi B'talis, is appropriate to cover your head with the talis. In Sif Dalet we said, Nochin Shaloi Yosir HaKoiva HaKotan Shal Roishoi B'Eis HaTfilo Afshu Mechasa Roishoi B'talis Gamkein. We said you should keep your yarmulke on. Your kippah. Keep on your yarmulke on your head. Even if you're going to cover your head with your talis, it's still appropriate to have your yarmulke on your head. Tzarech Shiyah talis al roishoi mitchilas atfila at seifa. It's appropriate, he says, the lashon must. You should have your talis on your head from the beginning of davening until the end of davening. Al kapanim yamoid kach mutaf lepachas kedehiluch dalar amus. And at the very least, the person should. At the very least, the person should have his head covered. The amount of time it takes to walk dalar amus, which is that when you make the bracha, you wrap yourself around with it. It's on your head and your body as well, below your shoulders. And for a couple of seconds. How long does it take to walk dalar amus? Just a couple of seconds. V'shasa atifa mechasa roishay v'talis ad shegia ad piv. When you do the atifa, you should cover your head. And now we discussed over here, the Mishmur says, until it comes down to your piv, your mouth. However, we did mention the other opinions that said until your eyes. And you take the tzitzis and you put them over your left shoulder, the amount of time it takes to walk, dalar amos, and also you should be careful on a side point not to hit the person behind you. Then you put it down, and then the tefillin sharoi should be visible to some degree. Then you put all the tzitzis in the right place, two in the front and two in the back. The Mishmur brought down Sif Dalid also that a Talmud Bachar, a person was not married, even if he wore a talis, the custom was not for him to cover his head with the talis. Talisis Ktanim Shalanu Shonu Naigim Lilboish Achapi Shein Bahem Itof Yoitzin Bahem De Chavis Tzitzis. So the Mishmur says that a talis cotton that we wear, even though there is no ituf on it, that we don't do ituf on it, nonetheless, we don't wrap ourselves around with it, nonetheless, you still fulfill your obligation of the mitzvah of tzitzis with your talis cotton. Okay, we said that you should put two tzitzis in the front and two tzitzis in the back, so you should be surrounded by mitzvahs. Now, what's the bracha one makes? So we said the bracha is al mitzvah tzitzis. The bracha is al mitzvah tzitzis. The bracha is al mitzvah tzitzis for the talis katan. Ein bevarchen al talis katan ad shiya al kopanim gimur revoy amo lechol tzad. The person should not make a bracha on the talis katan in regards to the size of it until you have three quarters of an amo on all sides. And we said that the opening where you put your head through does not count for the measurement. And then we also said that it has to be majority open on the sides, right? Like, because sometimes, let's say, you have a garment that is like the undershirt tzitzis, that it's sealed. So the majority on the side has to be slit, have a nice size slit, the majority open. V'anshei ma'is noigin amu lefneim v'amu l'achareim, to have an amu on the front and an amu in the back. We said that you should be separating the strings of the tzitzis from each other. And we said the word tzaddik is tzaddik yafrit tzitzios of tamid. The tzaddik generally, on a regular basis, he strings out the strings. We said those over from the Rizal. L'chadchila toiv she'chavim ha'si'atfa yitzitzivano kashbarach l'si'atev. The kavan we should have when we put on the tzitzis is that Hashem gave us this mitzvah, that we should remember all the mitzvahs, that this mitzvah of tzitzis is a reminder to remember all the mitzvahs. We also said that you should check to make sure that tzitzis are kosher, check the strings at the kasha, check also by the hole to make sure it's not ripped over there as well. And we also want to make sure that you also have kavana that you're coming to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of putting on tzitzis. So it's two kavanas, we said. And just jumping to the last part, we said earlier that that when you put the talis on, the talis gadol, you should have in mind that the bracha should also go for the talis katan. So those are three kavanas we said to have when you put on your talis, your tzitzis. He says also on Shabbos, you should make sure and check that your talis and tzitzis are kosher. And when you put it in your bag, let's say when you take it off and you check it before you take it off, so you don't have to check it again in the morning. We also spoke about the Mishnah Brura's approach, about the importance of wearing the tzitzis out, that they should be visible. We did say the different opinions on the matter, but this was the Mishnah's very strong approach of wearing the tzitzis visible. We will stop here with the review. We did not cover everything. We did cover a lot. And Mr. Shem, begin tomorrow in Simin Tes.